It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Thank you.
You know muscle recovery is essential in the world of pro athletes. You know they have to do that. It's part of their, probably in their contract, because they have to stay healthy. It is also big business in the gym workout community. They've played on that opportunity, but it should be a natural habit for all of us who engage in any physical activity, be it jogging, playing tennis, or biking. We don't have to run the Boston Marathon to follow this muscle recovery advice. We can just run a mile, and we should really be paying attention to it. And most of all, it's a must for active kids. When your children are playing soccer or dancing, their growing muscles require muscle recovery, and therefore we've got recipes that you will enjoy and they will enjoy. Elle, we have you covered. That's what we always do, right, Carolina?
That's right. We try to.
Yeah. So how do we know when we need to take muscle recovery seriously? What are the symptoms? I've said we should do it all the time, but maybe you have a better guideline for us.
No, you're right about that. Definitely, when you see the symptoms, then it's easy to jump to get the conclusion, you know, and the symptoms are going to be muscle soreness or tightness or even difficulty performing regular daily movements, like extending your arms or doing an extra step or going up and down stairs. All those things are going to be a sign and symptom of muscle fatigue and therefore a need for recovery. But usually when you are experiencing those symptoms, or kids are experiencing their symptoms, they're kind of like already advancing into the muscle soreness and tightness. So you're right with your first instinct, where we all need a muscle recovery plan if we have participated in an activity that lasted more than 30 minutes and included muscle endurance. So what does that mean? That means a brisk jog. That means playing outside for 30 minutes for kids. That means a bike ride, like a long bike ride, 45-minute bike ride. That means soccer practice for kids, football practice, baseball practice. So you're right. Everybody needs some extent of muscle recovery. It's just how deep and how much they need to put back into it depends on how much the endurance was before it during the exercise.
Well, I would say that as you get older, that amount of time from 30 minutes should be reduced to 20 minutes to 15 minutes, because I think it's, as you get older, it's harder for your muscles to recover. I'm just putting that as a side note. So I'm all into muscle recovery. All right, so let's get to some food guidelines. How do we know? We say, okay, I want to do this. Give us some guidelines on how and where we should turn to do this.
Yeah, so basically when we go through those exercises that are going to use up your muscle, and there's going to be a little bit of muscle tissue breakdown, which sounds really awful, but it's actually quite normal. It's just a part of going through the exercise. That muscle breakdown, you're going to need to replenish that. That's, you know, you've probably heard this term before about your glycogen storage and replenishing your glycogen storage. Unfortunately, there's kind of a ticking time on that. You have to do it within the first 15 to 20 minutes post-exercise. So your guideline is going to be, first of all, getting something in quick, okay? And that in quick is in the first 15, 20 minutes, and that's going to be your famous 2-to-1 ratio for your strength workouts, or 4-to-1 ratio after endurance workouts, okay? So that's more like if you're training for, you know, if you're doing 2-a-days on football, or if you're training for a marathon, or if you're doing a 2-hour gymnastics meet or something like that. So 2-to-1 for your strength workouts and 4-to-1 for endurance workouts. And that ratio just means, you know, how many grams of this to how many grams of that. But let me highlight something for you. Don't go crazy over this. Don't overthink it. Don't think you're going to have to measure everything. The main idea you want to take home, especially for your kids that are in recreational sports and the parents who are, you know, just exercising on a regular routine, that are not training for a marathon or anything, what you're going to look for is just that you're getting some carbohydrate and some protein within that 15 to 20 minutes after exercise. And it better be really good quality carbs. Don't cheap out and go on the refined carbohydrate sources. Go to the good carbohydrates, your sweet potatoes, your oats, your quinoa, your chickpeas, things like that. And then your long-term plan on how to do your muscle recovery is going to be to aim for antioxidants and anti-inflammatory foods, because that's what happens in the hours after the exercise. So you're going to have to ramp up on foods that are going to be anti-inflammatory and decrease your muscle soreness. And those are easier than you think. You know, your berries, your fruits and your vegetables are on the top of the list. And ginger and turmeric are known to have some really high antioxidants in them that are aiding into that anti-inflammatory response.
Let me jump in here because, man, you've given us all real fast everything we need to know.
Sorry.
But I want to go back to no. It's great. But I want to go back to when your child has finished playing a game, a soccer game, let's say, and they're all hot and sweaty, and they don't even feel like eating. Maybe they're thirsty, but they don't feel like eating because they've been running and running and running and running. Or even after, you know, if someone's jogging and they've been running, it's hard sometimes for them to feel like, I've got to put something in my stomach. What can you swallow that would be comfortable and easy on a potty that's beginning, still slowing down?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's where the market really took off on those liquid meals. It's because of that reason alone. But those became dangerous when they started to add things that shouldn't be there. So you should make your own smoothies. Smoothies are great, easy food to take and easier for the body to digest, because you kind of done the first step by blending everything and breaking it down into small pieces. And fruits.
What's
and
a good smoothie? I'm going to ask you for a smoothie recipe.
Yeah, my go-to, simplest and most budget-friendly, is bananas, frozen bananas. I like to freeze them because then you don't have to add ice or, you know, too much cold water to it. So two frozen bananas. I throw in a tablespoon to two tablespoons, depends on how strenuous the workout was, of any kind of nut butter, sunflower or peanut butter or almond butter. I like using, once again, because the only ingredient there is the nut, so you don't have to worry about other things, and a handful of frozen berries, and just blend that up, and that's it. You know, it's very easy to drink. My kids love it. You know, it's usually what they have after soccer practice, and it's like, you know, I mentioned this, it's hard to carry that on when you're out and about. I've done it, because I can put it in little coolers and take it for the kids. But what I have also done in a pinch is just take the banana and take squeezable pouches of nut butter so they can put on it, and then a handful of nuts too. It works really well. So that's an option.
Okay. Fruit and nuts, they always come in a pinch. They cover it all. How about 3 hours afterwards? How about a recipe for that real quick?
Yeah, that's going to be your anti-inflammatory foods and your antioxidant foods. You know, so if that's going to be your dinner time, perfect. Then how about cooking up some nice grilled salmon, huge anti-inflammatory food, with a side of maybe a spinach sautéed with some ginger and maybe some roasted beets. I know beets are not on the top of everybody's list, but give it a try. It's such a powerful food for muscle recovery. Or if it's not your dinner time quite yet and you just need that little quick snack, we have these raw oatmeal bites recipe on our website and these oatmeal cups recipe in our website that would really work out well. Go check it out on the recipe tab, and our website is www.kidkritics.org, spelled with two K's, and you can find both of those recipes in there. But the main ingredient in there, like you can assume, is your oats, which is a high quality carb, and there's lots of nuts and some berries, and that those are all anti-inflammatory and antioxidant foods to add to your routine.
Sounds delicious. So we have to do is get some oats and some berries and some fruit and nuts. And Carolina, take it away.
Yeah, the important thing to remember is make sure you're looking for anti-inflammatory and antioxidant foods. And go to our website. That's where you find the recipes. And always listen to us on RadioMD.com. That's where you can find all our past episodes. In the meantime, be sure to eat well and stay well.